Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The motorsports world is where legends are made. The unthinkable happens. And barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show. Powered by Polaris Razor with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor Off-Road Edition. Yes, I know it's been a while since we've had an off-road edition, and what do you know? This week, you're getting two of them, right? This episode with my good friend Matt Martelli. We are going to be talking the top 10 off-road drivers in the world 2020 edition. Also a feature at the Off-Road Racer's website. So you definitely want to go check out that written feature. But Matt and I are going to dissect what we came up with for the top 10 off-road racers in the world 2020 edition right here on the Off-Road Edition today. Also this week, you guys are getting another off-road edition. This one is one from the Mint 400 a month ago. Yes, I've been hanging on to this one, finally releasing it. Really good interview with some of the top drivers in the sport of off-road at the Mint 400. I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy, that as well. Pretty funny, candid look at, a lot of things that happen at the Mint 400. So enjoy that one. If you haven't already, head over to Apple Podcasts, smash that subscribe button, help us out. Please leave a rating or review. It definitely helps us out a ton. So, hit that button and, you subscribe, you get all our shows. Not only this, you get our national show as well. Make sure and check us out there on Apple Podcasts, downanddirtyshow.com, as well as Sirius XM Radio. Yes, that's right. Sirius XM channel 211 Dan Patrick Radio, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. Yep, we are on Sirius as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, we've got Matt Martelli this week, and hopefully you guys are staying safe. I know, podcast numbers have been up quite a bit with everything going on in the world today. Been really fortunate that you guys are continuing to tune in. And because of that, I'm actually launching another show I want to kind of prime the pump, let you guys know about. It's called All Things Awesome with myself and my good friend Jonathan Coyle. No, it's not off-road related. No, it's not racing related. Just the opposite. It's about all things awesome. And you know what that means? Each and every week we are going to – actually, we're dropping this in seasons, but each and every episode we're going to talk about something we think is awesome. So season one – it should be out on Apple Podcasts very, very soon. Be watching my social media channels at JimBeaver15 for that. But season one, we've got an intro episode talking about the show. We've got the best and worst of 80s movies, best and worst of 80s cartoons, and best and worst of 80s video games. Yes, it's all about the 80s in season one, season two. I don't know. We'll look for some fan feedback. Let us know what you guys think, and we'll dive into some other topics for season number two. But all about the 80s in season number one. So, we've got the top 10 off-road drivers in the world coming up here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor Off-Road Edition, right after this break. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you, but you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my guest, my good friend, my brother, Matt Martelli, to the show. Matt, I don't know, is this the first time we've had you on air since the Mint, and I got to say, you and I have talked quite a bit since the Mint happened, but... the one thing I can think that we're all fortunate for is the Mint. I got to say, I think we all dodged a big bullet, buddy. We got that race in. Everybody was stoked. We go home and then pretty much quarantine, you know?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I can't tell you how stressed I was because we were getting daily updates on, you know, what was going on. But, yeah, we dodged a big bullet. We got extremely lucky. And, you know, I got to give a big shout out to the governor of Nevada for – you know, keeping Las Vegas open while our event was going on. So Sislak did us a solid, man. But yeah, it was great, you know, obviously to squeak our event in before everything began to get shut down. And, you know, here we are, you know, doing e-racing and all we can do to, you know, keep off-road racing at the top of mind. So, thanks for having me on. You know, I always love talking off-road racing. I'm super passionate about it and can't wait to get back in the dirt and, you know, get this whole COVID thing over.
Yeah, I think you and me both. It was that, you know, talking about Vegas, I know Amber, Rob Mack's significant other, she posted up some stuff on Instagram and it was pictures of the strip at night. And, dude, it looks like something out of a zombie apocalypse movie, literally like chains on doors and nobody, complete desolation. Like, it looks like a post-apocalyptic Las Vegas right now. Like, it's crazy because 1 month ago we were there for the Mint 400 and things were firing off and it was, you know, as big as it always is, you know. To me, it's just it's like, wow, how the world has changed in 30 days, man.
Yeah, it's just completely bonkers, you know. I still can't wrap my head around it. You know, so, you know, all we can do is work together and you know, push forward.
Yeah. Well, I know you and I, we've in the past, we've kind of done some written stuff and we've talked about it on the radio, but we wanted to do today, you know, we're a few months in. I guess the first quarter of the year is locked in. And we got most of the events that were supposed to happen in the first quarter of the year, you know, in regards to off-road. You know, we got King of the Hammers and all the accompanying events there. We've got the Mint 400 in. We got a couple of Best of the Desert races in. Unfortunately, we haven't had San Felipe or any short course. But I know you and I kind of wanted to take a snapshot, January 1 into where we're at right now, and basically kind of put together the top 10 off-road racers in the world. That also encompasses the Dakar Rally that did go on, some WRC. You know, we have had some global off-road events, so I think this will be kind of fun. You know, and a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, so-and-so is not on the list. Well, this is literally starting January 1st through today. So, you know, and I know in the past we love him. He's a great friend of both of ours, Robbie Gordon. And we'll put these lists out, and Robbie will be like, what the hell, man? I'm one of the top guys in the world. We're like, yeah, you haven't done anything in a while, you know? And so, you know, I think there's a lot of Robbie Gordons, you know, in this picture, and Andy McMillan's, things like that. They're not going to be on the list, but it's because they haven't done anything in the first 3 months of the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is all about activity. And if you sit out, or, you know, if you miss a race, your stock goes down. I mean, it's just like the UFC. You know, when fighters sit out for a year, their ratings slide. And, you know, we're in a very bizarre situation, you know, with the COVID virus, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't rank people. And most importantly, we should definitely talk smack.
Talking smack. Well, I think that being said, we got 10 of these to go through, and I know you and I both like to get a little bit long-winded, so you kind of put these together, and which is funny about this is because it's only a snapshot of the first 3 months, generally lists like this we don't agree on. Like, I'll have somebody I think deserves on, you'd be like, nah, dude, they don't deserve on, and vice versa. But I think generally the 10 that we've come up with, give or take a spot or two, I think we both agree that they deserve to be on this list. So starting out at number 10, we've got Josh Blyler on here. And I know a lot of people, Matt, before this year's King of the Hammers, probably never even heard of Josh Blyler. But you know what? He went out and won the biggest race of the year. He's on the list, definitely, and he's on everybody's minds.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is what I love about off-road racing. And it's like, it's not predictable, you know, like, I knew who he was, but he wasn't like a guy that I was thought was a top five or top 10 guy. You know, he's been, you know, consistently finishing King of the Hammers, but he never seemed like a threat. And man, that's, like I said, that's what's beautiful is, you know, he beat all the big guys like Lauren Healy and Gomez and, you know, all these guys who were really favored. And, you know, and have quite a bit more support and experience than him. And, you know, he just went out there and kept his head down and, you know, had a good start and just kept clicking it off. Right. And, you know, the other thing is, he was running a straight axle car, you know, so everybody's sold on, you know, independent axles, and here we go. You know, it beat all the independent axle cars. Straight axle car wins again. You know, it's just cool. I love the technology stories going on in off-road between, you know, Ultra 4 and desert racing with, you know, the four-wheel drive vehicles as well.
Yeah. Desert racing, it's four-wheel drive versus two-wheel drive. You know, Ultra 4, it's straight axle versus, you know, independent front suspension. And I agree. And I think what's interesting on this list is you know, we talk about Josh Blyler. We'll talk about Luke McMillan in a little bit, you know, but he was very much the same as Blyler. You know, he shocked a lot of people showing, hey, you know, I got some of this, you know, proven technology that can still win races up against this new cutting edge stuff.
Sure. No. And I'm just stoked for Josh. Like, I love seeing, you know, the guy that people don't expect get his day in the sun. I mean, that's really what I think, you know, propels off-road racing is that idea that really on any day, anybody can win, and it's not predetermined.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's one thing that's, you know, it's always special about off-road. And speaking about special of off-road, we got to move into number 9 here. And number 9 on our top 10 off-road racers in the world of 2020, here's a guy that you and I have both known for a long, long time. You know, he's, I don't know, I feel like we've watched his coming-of-age story with this kid in front of us. But Mitch Guthrie Jr., Matt, and, you know, you want to talk about a kid who, you know, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but he's just slowly been getting better and better and better. And I look at his list of accomplishments, and I don't even know Mitchie's age, but I got to tell you, man, his resume is second to none, and this kid's still in his young 20s.
Look, I absolutely love Mitch Guthrie and his family. You know, his dad is great, and his dad has been one of the guys who really started UTV racing at King of the Hammers. So, you know, Mitchie's definitely benefited from that, but Mitchie's been steadily coming up, and he's part of that wave of the new youth that we have that have come from trophy carts and UTVs. And man, he is fast. You know, one of the things I got to observe was a couple of years ago when he was racing the Baja 1000, I was watching him, I was chasing him, and I was watching him select his lines. And, you know, all of us that race off-road, we know that, that there's a magic in that. Somebody who can look at terrain and really place a wheel and select a line, you know, that's an incredible talent. And, you know, Mitchie just keeps getting better. You know, he's had a lot of big wins, you know, in previous years in Best of the Desert and in Baja. And, you know, this year he really shined. You know, he got a win in Laughlin, but more importantly, he went over to Dakar and put a spanking on those guys. I mean, they ended up having some vehicle issues, or, you know, they would have been a threat for the UTV class. But man, you know, at one point I was watching these older European drivers watch him and just go, oh man, like where are these kids from? It's over. When you have a 23-year-old kid spanking guys, you know, that are in their 40s and 50s who have spent their whole life, you know, trying to learn how to drive off road, it's a game changer and it's really exciting. You know, it was really fun for me to be over in Dakar with him, watching him and Blade, you know, and of course the other Americans over there. But man, I'm stoked. Mitchie's just gonna win more stuff. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I hate to jump ahead, but I can't wait to see him in a trophy truck. He's gonna absolutely be a killer once he moves up, you know, to those bigger classes. But in the meantime, I'm really enjoying, you know, watching him have a good time in off-road racing. And that's one of the things I love about him is, you know, he gets out of the car and he's all smiles. There's no attitude. He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. He's just happy to be doing this and racing for a living.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you want to talk, he's always got a smile on his face. He's always joking. He's having a good time. That doesn't mean when the helmet goes on, you know, he's not all business, but, you know, he absolutely enjoys what he does. And talk about a great ambassador for the sport. And I agree with you. You know, you look at what the Americans did, the American contingent, not only in the UTV division, but as Dakar as a whole. I mean, it's really, really impressive, which leads us to number 8 on our list, which is none other than Casey Curry, Matt. And Casey, here's a guy you and I have both known for a long, long time. He's a great ambassador for the sport of off-road. He does a whole lot. You know, him going to Dakar, he's been putting in the homework. I know he's been doing some of the, you know, rallies in Southern Baja. He's also been doing, you know, I think he went over to Morocco and did the, you know, rally over there last year. But, you know, Casey Curry, man, walk away with a victory in Dakar and UTV. That's huge.
Yeah, listen, Casey has paid his dues. You know, he, you know, from short course racing to making, you know, different off-road vehicles and desert racing and, you know, and now really focusing on racing UTVs and rally raids, you know, I'm impressed. You know, people don't understand how difficult and how expensive it is to do rally raids. Like, it's basically like saying, hey, I'm going to do the Baja 500, but I'm going to do 6 of them in a row, you know, and especially Dakar. Dakar is basically like a Baja 500 13 times over 14 days. You get one day off, right? So it's brutal. Like, just the time I was over there this last year chasing and, you know, doing the amount of mileage chasing after 3 days, man, I was shellacked. So, you know, a huge amount of respect to Casey, especially for being the first American to win a four-wheel class. You know, that's significant. That's a big deal. You know, I kind of felt like we should have had a parade for him and Robbie over here, you know. So it's, you know, it's super impressive. I'm super stoked for him. Well-deserved, well-earned. And, you know, look for Casey to, you know, continue to race in UTV in America and in rally raid abroad. It's going to be really cool. I just love that, you know, Americans are finally bridging the gap to these international events, because ultimately that's what off-road's about. It's about traveling the world, getting off the pavement, meeting, you know, meeting new people and new cultures, eating weird food, and just having that incredible experience similar to what we have in Baja.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're going to keep on this list, but we need to take a short commercial break, and we return more with our top 10 off-road drivers in the world of 2020 here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM, Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Sports Byline, all our troops overseas listening in on the American Forces Network, everybody at Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, downanddirtyshow.com, anywhere you listen to the show. Matt Martelli, we are... Oh, man, we are knee-deep in our top 10 off-road drivers in the world. So far, we got Josh Blyler at 10, Mitch Guthrie Jr. at 9. We got Casey Curry at 8, which brings us to an international superstar. This guy, I don't even want to say top 10 drivers in the world in 2020. I mean, this guy, to me, number 7, Nasser Al-Attiyah, Matt. This guy, you could put him behind the wheel of a WRC car, a trophy truck, a rally raid vehicle. I don't care what it is. Nasser, this dude is going to run up front.
Yeah, look, this guy is, you know, I hate to use the word playboy, but he's like an off-road playboy. He doesn't really, he's not going after the ladies. He's just going after how many vehicles he can drive and how many wins he can get. You know, he's a really cool guy. And yeah, I've known him for a while. Like, we got to know each other when I went over to Germany to do the Power Days event with Armin Schwartz, and just the coolest, nicest guy. But man, put him behind a wheel, and he is so good, and he's very disciplined. I was really impressed with his second place finish last year at the Baja 1000 with his teammate Toby Price. I mean, if you think about the idea of like, hey, we're just going to throw you in a four-wheel drive trophy truck, which, you know, truthfully, we are all looking at that going, that vehicle will probably break because it's still, you know, they're still figuring that out, but it didn't. And those guys drove an extremely smart race, and they were there at the end. And when you think about the idea, like, they almost won the Baja 1000 really at their first try at it in trophy truck, that just shows that you're an incredible driver.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think Toby Price, you know, his teammate there, it's one of those where he definitely could have been on the list. Now, obviously he's not, because we're taking a 3-month snapshot, and he got close to winning Dakar, but didn't. But, you know, that being said, Nasser, I mean, this guy, you know, any given year, he could be number one on the list, hands down. But moving on, we got number 6. This guy shouldn't surprise anybody. You know, Jason Voss at number 6. I don't even know what more to say. You know, he won the Parker 425. He's won that, I don't know, any best of the desert race. I mean, he's won it countless times. I know he's gone down to Baja, and he's been teammates with Rob Mack. He's won in Baja. I mean, you want to talk about a guy. I think the only thing that I would like to see more of out of Jason Voss is I would love to see him do more in Baja. I would love to see him go to the King of the Hammers Invitational race. You know, I think, and I don't say this bad, I just think he's such a good talent. Like, I would love to see him more often, Matt.
Yeah, listen, I totally agree. And, you know, I was really happy when I saw him racing in Baja that, you know, showed his skill set. He's had some issues in the past year or so. They decided to build a truck in-house, and, you know, that's a big undertaking. And so they've been working out some of the issues with the truck, but they're pretty much there. They have some cooling issues to work out. But as we saw at Parker, like, the truck ran flawless. And the thing that I really like about Jason is he's Mr. Consistent. He's not a wild driver. You know, he's not a come-from-behind guy. He gets out there, he runs a pace, and he just runs consistently and makes good decisions throughout the race.
Yeah, he's like a machine. I mean, and I say that in the best possible way. I mean, he just, like you said, he doesn't make mistakes. He's got his pace. He sets it. I mean, you know, when was the last time you heard of Jason Voss ripping an A-arm off a truck or something like that? I mean, it just doesn't happen. The conversation, you know, and I think him and Rob Mack being teammates are probably two peas in a pod, because, I mean, you know, you compare him to Rob Mack and his driving skills and Rob being a machine, you know, I'd say these guys kind of go hand in hand, you know?
No, absolutely. I mean, that I think they're a great team. You know, I hope I see them. I hope I see them racing again together for this year's 1000. You know, that would be a fantastic team again. You know, so we'll see, man.
Yeah. Well, moving on to number five, we're going to go do a little rally racing now. Not rally raid, but rally racing. We got Sebastian Ogier here, and you know, Sebastian, you want to do a snapshot of the past 10 years of WRC, this guy, his name is at the top. I mean, Sebastian Loeb, when he kind of tipped the cap and bowed out of full-time in WRC, Sebastian basically took the ball and ran. And, you know, you look at his record the past decade, and, I mean, it is second to none. It puts him – I put him up on a pedestal with Loeb and Colin McRae and Petter Solberg. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats, but yet he's still competing. And the thing that I love about Sebastian, he, in the past few years, he's jumped into all different manufacturer vehicles, and he runs up front in all of them.
Yeah, listen, he can wheel any car successfully. And, you know, he finished second at Monte Carlo and then fourth at Rally Sweden. And then, you know, right before everything got shut down, you know, he took the win at the rally in Mexico, Guanajuato. So yeah, he's still just commanding, you know, from the front, and it's rad, man. You know, and here's another guy of, like, I really hope he has the time to cross over into desert racing, because, you know, like some of the other rally racers, I think he'd be really good.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, I look at him and I look at that, go, you know, when things do wrap up with WRC, he's still very, very young. And I know that's a grueling calendar. I could totally see him coming, you know, coming stateside or Baja side, you know, for a couple of events every single year, you know. And I think obviously the door's going to be open with any top team that, you know, that he wanted. I think he's that type of world-class talent. Which moves us to number four, and talking about another world-class talent, here's a guy that I like to call B-Money. Bryce Menzies, and you know, he won King of the Hammers, nearly won the Mint 400. You know, he's been one of the guys pushing technology with the four-wheel drives. But, you know, one thing I'll lead in with this, Matt, and I think a lot of guys in desert racing, they don't like to step out of their comfort zone. They know they're fast in a trophy truck, and they won't do anything other than that. I look at Bryce's career arc, and he started out in limited classes, worked his way up in both, you know, in both desert and short course, but he's done Red Bull Global Rallycross. He's raced Pro 2s. He's raced Pro 4s. He's gone and done Rally Raid. He's raced trophy trucks. He even stepped out of his box and went to King of the Hammers in a UTV, you know, and did that, something completely unheard of, you know, for him. And that's one thing I respect the hell out of Bryce, is he's not willing to put in the work to get good in another discipline. A lot of guys are scared because they think it might be a chink in their armor. Bryce is like, no, bring it. He's like, I love to learn. And he's not scared to jump in any discipline, knowing he might not be quick right at the beginning, but it's sooner or later he's going to pick it up.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, look, I've known Bryce since he was racing 16 cars, right? And, you know, looking at his climb into where he's at, he is championship material. And he has proven it over and over and over again. And anytime you put him out of the top five, he comes back, and like this year, you know, he came back, he won King of the Hammers in a pretty dominant performance, you know, but he could have screwed up and he could have thrown it away, and he didn't do that. You know, he had, you know, he blew his Baja 1000 last year. He made a big mistake, and that's just part of off-road racing, but he didn't let it ruin him. He got back up, came back out, won King of the Hammers, and nearly won the Mint, you know, and, you know, did it in the new Mason truck, which was exciting as well. It's the evolution of technology, which is really cool. And, you know, I can't wait to see whatever the next race ends up being. You know, I think Bryce is going to be, you know, the one to watch, you know, especially with, you know, the vehicles that he has in his quiver.
Yeah, and a quiver that is, you know, and I know we've started using that terminology, but and it's crazy that Desert Racing has got to that, but Bryce definitely has a quiver second to none, which brings us to number three, and here's a guy that I don't know anybody in off-road who will say they dislike Luke McMillan. He absolutely, one, he's just one of the nicest, most humble guys you'll ever meet, but two, he is just bad, fast, wicked, quick. Obviously, you know, he finished second at King of the Hammers. He won the Mint 400. You know, I know 2 years or a year ago, he won King of the Hammers. That was kind of his breakthrough, you know, and I feel like I'd said this on the live stream at the Mint. I feel like him, everybody knew Luke was fast, but I feel like his win at the Mint 400 moved him to that top pedestal of the sport. I feel like he was kind of an outsider looking in, but I feel like that win put him up there with, you know, with his cousin Andy, with Rob Mack, with Bryce Menzies. I mean, people look at Luke now, the target is as big as ever. He is the guy to beat.
No, listen, absolutely. And with Luke, it was never a matter of if he would win. It was when it was going to happen. And, you know, past couple of years, same thing. He chose a racer chassis, you know, a little bit unproven, like those trucks qualify fast, but not a lot of people winning big races in that chassis. And, you know, he made some adjustments and had some, you know, changes to make to it. He figured it out, you know. Fortunately, he has this father that has a ton of off-road knowledge to draw from, Mark McMillan, and, you know, and his brother Dan, as well as his cousin Andy and his uncle Scott. I mean, you talk about, you know, off-road knowledge, and it's pretty much all there, right? So, yeah, listen, this one for me personally was really cool because his father's won the Mint before, and this was a race that Luke always wanted to win. And when you look at the level of competition and the fact that this race was 425 miles and it was a loop race, so you have a deteriorating course, you know, that was a big, big win. And maybe, you know, a career best, you know, for Luke, you know, because again, I think the only thing that I would look at and say could be looked at as a bigger win than this would be a Baja Peninsula run, but only if all the guys are there, because that's the thing is like, we have to weigh not just a win, but a win against who, right? And a win against, you know, what is the course? Because it's not just, you know, Vegas to Reno. You're driving on what you could drive a rental car on. You know, it's not a super challenging course. It's a fast race, but, you know, anybody could race that race. The Mint, it's a brawl, and it's a brawl with the most stacked field in off-road racing, and he won that. And he did it in a pretty smart way. He didn't drive crazy. You know, we saw the beginning of the race take off with Harley Lettner just driving like a bat out of hell, setting a pace that really was not doable, right, is what it turned out to be. And Luke kept his cool, man. Luke stayed in position. He drove clean. He didn't have any issues. And consequently, he won that race. So I think Luke is going to win a lot of races. I think he's going to do very well. He also has a new Mason four-wheel drive trophy truck coming on the way. So, you know, he goes from a two-wheel drive to a four-wheel drive. And he has a ton of confidence now going into the next race. So, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more of Luke on the podium.
There's no doubt about that, you know. Which brings us to number two, and I think we're going to see a whole lot more of him on the podium. And here's a guy who had a tough break at Dakar a couple years ago, comes back this year. takes it home for the United States, you know, at the Dakar Rally. Ricky Brabec, you know, not only that, he's won the mid 400 in the past. You know, he won again this year at the Sonora Rally. But you want to talk about a world-class competitor, Ricky Brabec. I mean, this guy, Matt, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And he's just, you know, he's one of the best in the world, hands down, on two wheels.
Listen, Ricky Brabec makes me proud to be an American. I mean, he is an absolute savage. You know, he went over to Dakar and against really all odds and a lot of like, a lot of messing around with, you know, bikes and just different stuff, like had to really fight through all of that. And he pulls off the win and is the first American to win the Dakar Rally. Like, it's incredible, you know, like it still, it blows me away. It's like, somebody get me Trump's number, because where is the parade for this guy? Where is the, right. Where is the statue? You know what I mean? It's like, we need to, you know, prop him up more for what he's done, you know, for America on this race. I mean, that people don't understand, the Dakar is literally designed so Americans will not win. And he still went over there and did it. And he's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because it's the truth, and it makes that, for anybody that knows Dakar, that much bigger a deal for Ricky to take home that victory, which leads us to number one. Here's a guy, and I actually, the end of last year, and maybe it was earlier this year, right around Dakar Rally, but we were doing our weekly power rankings and stuff, and I put him, and I will say this again, he is absolutely deserving of number one on the list. I put him, after this victory, as one of the greatest of all time to grab a steering wheel. And I'm not just talking off-road. I mean Formula One, IndyCar, off-road, anything. Carlos Sainz, this guy, what he did behind the wheel of a WRC car, now what he's doing at the Dakar Rally. I mean, I put him up with Michael Schumacher and Mario Andretti, and I put him up on the Mount Rushmore of race car drivers as one of the all-time greats. He's that good, Matt.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I mean, look, to be winning Dakar at nearly 60 years old, like that gives me hope, man. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I can have a little bit of a late career, but you know, look, winning Dakar is no joke. It's like 5 Baja 1000s spread out over 13 days, right? It's almost 5,000 miles total. Right, that you've got to do consecutively. So the toll that this race takes on you mentally and physically, it's gnarly, right? And again, for somebody that's nearly 60 years old to be not just competing in it and completing it, but winning, it's just incredible, you know? Not to mention, like, his son is also a savage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, is doing, crushing it in Formula One right now. So no, he's definitely deserving of number one. And look at the field of people that he beat, you know. There was, you know, Janelle De Vries, Petter Hansel, Nani Roma, Nasir, Fernando Alonso, and Jacob. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name. I'm just going to say Jacob P from Poland, you know. So, I mean, he incredible, you know. That was an incredible performance by an incredible athlete. And, you know, truthfully, I think he's got more left in him, which is awesome.
Yeah, you know, that's what's scary. I mean, when he finally does hang up the helmet, what's his resume going to look like? You know, it's crazy. I don't, you know, and, you know, most guys, they retire from WRC like Carlos did. And most, you know, people just sail off into the sunset. Him, no, we're going to start, you know, in our 40s, we're going to start, you know, one of the most illustrious rally raid careers in history, you know, after we wrap up our WRC career. That's, you know, this one of the best of all time, you know, like, to me, it's just crazy that this guy is that good, you know. And you want to talk about a guy I want to see in Baja, I want to see at the Mint 400, Carlos, that's at, dude. Yeah. Bring that guy stateside.
Let's get Carlos a ride over here. I mean, hell, I don't, I wouldn't even put him in Legends class right now. I'd let him race overall. You know, I think he's still, you know, he's still got it. He's still clearly competitive, which is, you know, again, just impressive as hell. You know, this guy has had an incredible career, has carried himself very well, you know, throughout his multiple careers. And, you know, he just won what arguably is the hardest Dakar since it was in Africa, you know. You know, over there personally looking at the terrain and looking at what was there, it was incredible, you know, and it was really cool. I highly suggest, you know, anybody who's interested, get on a plane, go to Saudi next year. I'm going to go and chase it and spectate it again. I had a blast. You know, it was fun as hell. And, you know, again, ton of respect to Carlos. Definitely deserving of the number one position at this point in the year. And hope we see more from him.
All right. And with that, we are going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back to wrap things up here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
And you know what? That's about all we got here today on the Off-Road Edition. This is the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, Off-Road Edition. Big thanks to Matt Martelli for calling into the show this week and dissecting the top 10 off-road drivers in the world, 2020 edition. I think we're probably, towards the end of the year, we're going to have to do another catch-up once we get racing back underway. Definitely going to be a lot to talk about. Hopefully racing, you know, comes back sooner rather than later. Hearing rumors of Supercross and NASCAR going to be the first on deck. I know Lucas Oil moving their May date. Looks like back to June. Crannon will be happening in June as well. IndyCar, NHRA, everything's happening in June, it looks like. So, yeah, I think NASCAR and Supercross are going to be looking for some target dates mid-May. We'll dissect that and a whole lot more on the national show this week. So make sure and hit us up on Apple Podcasts, downanddirtyshow.com, or also Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll dive into the latest on scheduling and what events are going to be running. So, yeah, thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thanks to Matt. Check out that feature, theoffroadracer.com. And big shout-out to General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, Optimus Starters, GSP, XTV Axles, and our good friends there at iRacing. You're looking for a coupon code over there at Dirtfish Rally School. Get your game on. Get some classes in and some training. Use the coupon code JimBeaver15, and that will get you 15% off any and all classes right there at Dirtfish Rally School. So, give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on social media. Check out all our written content at DownAndDirtyShow.com. A little light on the written content right now because mainly – not a lot to write about, right? So, thank you guys for the continued support of the show, though. And check out all our podcasts this week. We got a national show. We got another off-road edition. We got a whole lot of stuff coming at you. And I am really, really excited to bring it to you. So thank you guys. And I guess we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.